At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
As a man, meeting someone romantically is all about deception.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds bad, but what I mean is you can't show her all the things that make you happy right up front.
Mm.
She won't understand them. She's going to judge you.
Sure.
Because in front of us, Tommy, we have a list of things women do not want their men to have as hobbies.
Yeah. I'm guessing it's a whopper.
You're not going to change your hobbies to get laid.
Mm.
So maybe the trick isn't giving them up.
Yeah, what do you do?
It's springing them at the right time.
Oh, the shadow hobby.
That's the perfect way to put
shadow
it.
Shadow hobby.
You're hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
We have a study in front of us.
What do you say?
That lists the 15 least attractive hobbies a man can have.
Yep.
According to women.
All right.
And I got some bad news.
So these are turnoffs.
Yes. Now, some of these are obvious.
Yeah. Okay.
Some of them not so much.
Okay.
All right. Do either of you want to guess the least attractive hobby a man can have according to women?
It's got to be video games.
Okay. No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
It wasn't video games. You want to take a shot?
Not video game. I'm going to say some kind of carving, like, you know, woodworking.
How are you so bad at this?
I don't know
how common that is.
Woodworking? Yeah. Old guy? I don't know.
You look in that outfit like a man who watches those shows on XXI about woodworking.
They're so interesting.
The number one least attractive hobby a man can have, according to women, is collecting comic books.
Oh.
Yeah, because you look like a child.
Well,
it's
like a little boy hobby.
What in
so any kind of like toy? Is that toy collecting or that specifically
comic books?
Comic books. 1 in 3 women said that was a deal breaker, which is kind of strange, Kimmy, considering how massive Marvel and DC.
I was going to say,
lonely guys.
But all those Comic Cons, like it's full of men and women. You know, I would think if you are somebody into collecting comic books, you find somebody who also is kind of into that thing too.
But you're probably not a desirable woman.
Which is funny, Kimmy, because cosplay, dressing up like your favorite character, comes
that's what
in
I
second.
Mean.
That is the second least.
But those are kind
of
like
weird
things.
I don't think of it as just a dude thing.
Like if you told a woman up front, I like to play dress up. I mean, I think that would be she's thinking you're a weirdo.
Are you really going to say that today?
Yeah, they don't like it.
No.
Yeah.
So as we go down the list, Kimmy, we thought nerds were fighting for equality.
Yeah.
Like the last couple of years,
women
turns out,
don't want you, man.
Okay,
they don't want you.
It is only 1 in 3 women, by the way.
That's a lot.
That means 66%.
That really cuts down the pool of chicks when you're out there hunting,
understood, but the point I'm making is the overwhelming majority of women still are okay with cosplay and comic book collecting as a hobby. But if you're listening to this thinking, I'm a cool-ass bro, and no lady can resist me, I got some bad news for
you. What do you got now?
As we go down the list, drinking as a hobby.
Oh, I didn't even think of that as a hobby.
Was in the top 5. That's not your hobby?
No, I drink it's business. I'm at work. No, so like going out to bars? Because you look like you're just a drunk.
It says drinking.
That kind of makes sense. You could take that too far very easily.
Unless you're looking for drunk women.
Crypto is in the top 10.
Crypto buying and trading.
Crypto bros.
So everyone buckle up because we're about to get 45 phone calls. You guys don't understand. Marijuana as a hobby.
Burnout.
Was on the list, as was gambling.
I don't even think of these as hobbies as much as I do lifestyles.
Yeah, I mean, but you're...
You know, a hobby, I could see, it's something you can hide away, do on the side. Like, I would think if you're into some of this stuff, like, it's something you do weekly, a daily, weekly basis.
But if you're a degenerate gambler, man, you're...
It doesn't say degenerate. It says gambling as a hobby.
Well, that's kind of makes you a degenerate gambler.
No, it doesn't. See, you're doing it. You do what you do. You take one thing.
I don't know anybody that has gambling as a hobby that doesn't do it constantly.
I gamble on sports. I don't do it constantly.
I think with like FanDuel.
You kind of do.
I don't.
Stuff like that.
I'm not staying. I had a buddy.
That's what they all say. Then they start pointing to their buddies.
I had a buddy during COVID who would stay up overnight to gamble on Australian surfing.
Like, how'd they do this week?
Not good.
Oh.
They're underwater.
Sharks.
You're also, I mean, the one thing, especially this time of year, that shows up that I would think is a turnoff to so many people would be fantasy football.
Oh, big time.
Because we know people who annoy us with their fantasy football. I can't imagine, you know, dating or being married to somebody that takes it as seriously as some of the people we know.
We are in a fantasy football league at work.
Yeah.
And we hate every single person in that league because of fantasy football.
I would think if you were a deep sports guy, like you watch everything, that would be a turnoff to most women because they don't want to sit there and watch it.
Man, it's so weird how everything I like, you're taking shots at. Meanwhile,
I don't know, bro. Yeah. You stack it up pretty
sometimes,
bad.
Sometimes you can make that a hobby together, though.
But no, but let's say she doesn't want to watch every goddamn sport.
I mean,
I would think
could...
she's going to be bored.
Is that what you think? You're going to start naming things that aren't on the list because a couple of your things showed up here and none of mine did?
Hey, by the way, you can meet. You got to go to the bar to meet women.
You don't have to get hammered drunk.
No, but it helps.
All right, so here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
If any of your hobbies are some that we mentioned, it's okay. You're not totally going to change yourself to get laid. It's impossible. You can't do that. But you don't want her to be turned off right out of the gate because... If you do one of these things women say are a deal breaker, you're right. It does shallow the pool.
Yeah.
So how long, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, before you dating as a man, are you taking to introduce your new lady to
that? The big reveal.
Yes. I mean, because the key here is to get her to like you enough where if she is bothered by that hobby, she will look past whatever it is because she wants to be with you.
Mm.
How long does that take?
I always go with the number 3.
Okay.
3 dates?
3
months, 3 years?
No, 3 dates, like 3.
Wait, 3 dates is not enough.
No, I'm talking no. I'm talking we lay down 3 times.
Oh no, but here's the problem. If you take her back to your place to lay down,
yeah, I was gonna say the second she goes to your house, those hobbies could be revealed.
No, you don't.
Quickly.
I'm just saying, they're hidden. If we lay down 3 times, I think I would be comfortable enough to start showing her like my dark side.
Which is weird because I would be under the assumption once she laid down with you one time, she'd be looking for any reason and not be around you ever again. Oh, found it. I laid down with you.
But let's say she came back for thirds. That shows me we got something going here. You get the third bangaroo, bro. I think you're in. And I think she's comfortable with it.
I don't know, man. I mean, like, hasn't every guy had a sexual relationship with a woman that's gone pretty well, and then something happens or comes out, and it's just like, bang,
well, that can happen, but you're asking me where my line is to, like, open
reveal.
Up.
Okay.
I think if she's been willing enough to lay down with me and spread out.
You could have just stopped with lay down with me.
Lay down with me and spread out. And, you know, we had some fun. I'm thinking she's in.
All right, Kimmy, as a woman, how long do you have to be around a guy where you could look past something that bothers
you? But I'm thinking, like, if this is something that guy is passionate about, some of these hobbies, they may not even see it as something they have to hide. Like, you'd have to be aware that hobby is a turnoff.
Yes, you're right.
To actually hide it from a person.
No, you're right. And that's why this information is valuable if you're someone that has no problem hiding who you are to meet.
Yeah, I'm hiding everything I can at the beginning.
I do think men know what they have to shield.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. If you're smart enough.
I mean, yeah, you may be stubborn and say, I want a woman that likes me for me, which is a foolish thing to do because no woman will entirely like you.
Well,
just
and I also think, okay, so when I'm trying to think of like when you start to meet that person's friends or family, and that could be pretty quick, and that's also going to tell you a lot too, because their friends could also be into those hobbies.
Okay. They'll dime on you.
See, the number in my head was 3 months. Is that too long?
Yeah, that's way too long. You're going to know more about that person.
She's just going to find it.
All right, so what's the?
I mean, especially if you're like really having a relationship.
Like social media isn't. I mean, that's going to tell you.
Yeah, you may be right. Ooh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
I think the sexual relationship is going to be a tell.
Again. You do not have
morning after shower sex? Yeah, I think you're in.
252 WCMF, 252-9263. We have a list in front
of us. Soaping up all our sins.
The 15 least attractive hobbies a man can have, according to women. The A number one was collecting comic books. Then came cosplay. Drinking as a hobby was in the top five. Crypto was in the top 10. Marijuana was on the list, as was gambling. We got folks writing us on Instagram. Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Rich writes us. Collecting comic books is a hobby. Been doing it for years. Spending a considerable amount of money, hoping that investment will pay off. At the same time, realizing it probably won't. It gets expensive. And women also don't like it, Rich. So maybe it's time to move on, buddy. Mm. Unless you're married.
Yeah, true. I'm surprised porn didn't show up.
Yeah, no. Hobby. That's a good point.
I mean.
Well, we also know that more women than ever are watching pornography.
True. But okay. I don't know. If it's considered a hobby, though, it probably might.
Like it's
might
in heavy rotation, I guess.
Well, again, like I guess now we're trying to split hairs to determine what a hobby
yeah.
is
mm-hmm.
versus just I'm trying to take a nap here.
Well, advice. Some of these things we're calling hobbies are really just vices.
Well, no, there's
drinking, gambling,
okay.
Marijuana.
Marijuana would be the hardest to hide, I would think.
Well,
like
yeah,
the second you go to that
stench.
Person's house, you're probably going to figure that out pretty
you get
quick.
You can only hide that monkey for so running long. Around.
You know, what you're doing right now, you're talking with the brain of a guy that has an addictive personality, and I'm with you.
Yeah.
I need you to listen carefully. There are people who can have vices,
oh yeah,
and they're not their hobbies.
I know.
No,
but they kind of are.
See, you're doing it. Listen, hear me out.
Because it's a lifestyle choice.
It's not. Listen to me. There are people that when they go out socially will have a glass of
okay,
scotch.
Right.
There are people
but
that,
I don't consider them drinkers.
There are people what? That this weekend, who when college football starts on Saturday, will gamble on whatever game is on
because
it's fun for yeah. them. There are people who socially will enjoy marijuana. And then there are people like you who have to drink a ton. And then there are people who listen to the show who get high three times a day, which is fine. God bless you. But that's the hobby.
I actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I know somebody that, like, marijuana really is their hobby. They don't smoke it. They rarely consume it. But they enjoy, like, growing it and, like, learning about it and making stuff with it.
That's even sadder.
That's
my brother collecting bourbon bottles and not
yes,
drinking them.
It's kind of it's something in their head where, like, they started doing it and they really got into, like, the chemistry of it all. And they started making their own stuff. They give it to other people, but they don't really ever consume it themselves.
That's got to be a turnoff to a woman. Like, you're that involved in something.
But
like
that's also plant. I mean, that's gardening, and women love gardening.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, that's like fun gardening, not like carrots.
Carrots.
So what is really interesting about this study,
what?
Of the 15 least attractive hobbies to women, not a single one involves sports.
Oh.
Unless you count gambling, but that would be the only one.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to be a new phenomenon because, Tommy, it's not like our mothers were excited to hear about Joe Montana, Pete Rose, or Pistol Pete Maravich.
Yeah.
Right?
I was also thinking about guys that get into, like, league sports, you know, softball, bowling, all that stuff where you're just, like,
because yeah,
bowling you can do year-round.
Rec league sports didn't show up.
Nope, not in the top 15.
Wow.
Why are sports no longer a non-starter for women?
Because
I get that there are way more women sports fans now than there were 20 years ago.
Even if she's not, like, super into the game, let's say, like, she doesn't really care about football, but she may know about that football player or the backstories and who they're dating. Like, look at the whole Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift thing. Look at how many female Kansas City fans there are just because of who Travis Kelce's dating.
No, you're right. But, I mean, to Tommy's point about rec league sports, like,
it's consuming.
Exactly. It is.
Like if you let's say you play golf every week. I mean, that's every week you're gone. And she isn't digging it. She thinks it's boring.
Yeah. I mean, there are guys that play in two or three hockey leagues, softball leagues, basketball leagues every week. That didn't show up on this list. That's very bizarre to me.
Yeah.
It's very weird. A big one may be what team you cheer for, in all sincerity. Because I've told you, Tommy, I could never be with a woman that actively cheered for a team other than the Bills.
If she was a diehard
Patriots she's super
fan.
Hot.
Yeah.
Smoke show.
Can't do it.
Really?
Yeah, no, I cannot.
Why would you pass up on all that tale?
Because the Bills have been such a big part of my life. I have never in my life.
I don't care if she roots for Satan every day.
That makes you a bad person.
But don't forget, you have to now bring around a person who's going to wear the opposite jersey every time you go out somewhere.
Yeah.
And they're going to want to, like, root against you in the moments you're the most stressed. And I could see that blowing up into some pretty big arguments.
And then what about the people around you? Like, all of my best friends and my family are Bills fans. I have never in my life been in a relationship with a non-Bills fan. I don't teach it. I don't think it's right.
That's very shallow.
I don't allow it in my house.
All right.
I mean, you could also have issues based on which sports you love, period. Because if she's a diehard Yankees fan, but you find baseball boring,
yeah,
there's 162 some odd nights a summer.
It'd be like the whole golf thing. You just, they're just, it's all consuming.
You got it. Like, my wife is, I think, starting to get frustrated with me now.
Now?
Well, like, okay, football once a week, right? Like, you know, I go to the games.
Yeah.
I'll watch the games. It's a three-hour commitment on a Sunday or a Thursday night, a day commitment a couple times a year. Sabres games, I'll sit home and watch them, but like, I'll sit in bed and watch them and we can like cuddle.
Yeah, well, somebody's got to do it.
The Blue Jays, I'm a Blue Jays fan, and okay, they're in first place in the AL East right now, and they're playing really well. Comeback win last night. And I paid for the rest of the season to watch.
To watch the Blue Jays? Yes. Why don't you just get the Major League channel?
That's what this is. You have to pay to get the actual games.
Wait, you paying? No, like the network, they just show you all the games. They kind of rotate it around.
Yeah, I know. I want to watch the game.
See, this, your wife messed up. She should have never let you get that jackass room downstairs.
What,
this is where it all started.
The jackass room?
Yeah, it kind of is. Yeah,
yeah, that jackass room.
The jackass room is what that is.
His man cave.
But I've been watching the Blue Jays now like every night for like 3 weeks.
Wow.
Like front to back, and I think she started to get upset with me.
The mayor of Toronto probably hasn't watched them this year.
Yeah, it's not true because I wanted to go to the game tomorrow night because Brewers are coming to town, and I couldn't get in the building for less than $80.
Milwaukee taking on Toronto. It's how exciting.
Two best teams in Major League Baseball.
And one boring-ass city.
Shut up, you bitch.
Here comes Milwaukee.
Oh, I thought you were saying Toronto.
No, Milwaukee's a great city, and I know you love Milwaukee.
Milwaukee's great.
I know you love Milwaukee.
I do, but nobody likes Milwaukee.
Everybody.
Dressed for Milwaukee.
No, he actually is dressed for Milwaukee. That's what people in Milwaukee wear to funerals. I'm going to put on my fanciest. I want you to bury me in my chef's apron with a blazer over it. All right, I mean, I guess maybe here, to the point with Kimmy, the point Kimmy made with social media now,
yeah,
the friends that you brought up that are going to dime on you, maybe it's impossible to hide your hobbies.
Yeah,
now.
It sucks.
Like, my friends who are currently dating, the amount of information they can gather on somebody before ever seeing them face to face is impressive. It's amazing.
Yeah, you've all become like,
I know about that person's family members.
You're all like dark CIA agents.
Yeah.
Troy writes us on Instagram. We'll wrap it up with this. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, a bunch of these hobbies are ways to make money. So women are opposed to a dude trying to make a buck. What are you
making money?
What are you making money on, man? Gambling?
Your one pot plant?
Sometimes.
Oh, I hit a parlay.
That you forget to water.
My one pot plant. By the way, you try to make money selling pot, you're going to jail,
oh,
buddy.
That's right.
Ah, you're breaking the law.
And that's your new hobby. Incarceration.
Let's take a break.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
We look at 18 as an adult.
Yeah.
Everything under that, still figuring it out.
Mm-hmm.
And for good reason. Most of us at 15, 16, 17, still total idiots.
Yeah.
But is that because you're not ready for life at that age? Or is it because no one trusted you with the big stuff?
Oh.
Tommy, there's a kid just down the road from us that's about to be thrust into a situation that would have grown-ass people, will have grown-ass people, breaking down his every little mistake. At an age where some kids can't even drive a car yet.
The hell? Because I got to be some kind of phenom pet.
You're hanging out at The Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, we will jump right into it. Allow me, Thomas,
yep,
to introduce you to Demetrius Sams.
Demetrius Sams?
He is a football player at Syracuse University.
Oh.
This weekend, Syracuse, Saturday at noon, I believe, will be taking on the University of Tennessee.
Ooh, boy.
And it's a neutral site game. Big deal on ESPN. They just announced this week that Demetrius won the starting corner job for this upcoming season.
All right.
What makes this story impressive,
yeah,
not only is he a true freshman, he just graduated high school a few months ago, and he's only 17.
Oh.
He just turned 17.
So he skipped a year? Or he was advanced a year?
I have no idea. Sometimes kids will, what they call, reclassify so they can graduate high school early and go get to the program. So this kid at 17 years old, this fall, we'll be lining up against some of the best wide receivers on some of the biggest programs in America and expected by the Orange coaching staff and fans to handle his business at 17.
So he's that good.
We'll find out. Not that I don't know how big Syracuse football is right now, but I got to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm kind of terrified for this kid.
I would be. Yeah, you'd be crapping yourself. Yeah.
17.
Yeah.
All right. Let's all take a trip back.
Mm-hmm.
Let's all hold hands.
All right.
I want everyone listening to think about what you were doing in August, when you were 17 years old.
What I was doing.
Yeah.
Terrelline Riemensteiner.
Yeah.
In the Burt Reynolds parking lot.
I'm glad you said Burt Reynolds, because I thought you were going to say in the bus something else.
Well, that happened, too. She's a very open-minded kid. I was like, yeah, I mean, I was a bag boy at a grocery store.
Exactly. Low-stakes summer job, drinking, getting high.
Serving ice cream.
Oh, getting high.
Slinging cones.
You got it, yeah. Like bumming around the house, whatever it was.
Yeah.
If you have teenagers now, think about what your 17-year-old is doing. Could your 17-year-old handle the pressure if they were thrust into a situation this kid's about to be thrust into?
Well, I'm trying to think, because I went to a really small Christian school my senior year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to think, like, the best, brightest kid in that class was just a dunce and a zero.
Well, but yeah, it was high school you got into.
No, you pay your way in.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't think of anybody that I would go, man, that kid, he's going places. We were all like on the same level.
You were all there for the same reason.
Yeah, everybody had the same interest. Nobody was like crushing it.
And here's the thing. I don't think that's a bad thing to say, because let's be real.
You're just being a kid.
Yes, whether it's your kid, any 17-year-old in the world, we as grown-ass people don't put a lot of faith in 15, 16, 17-year-old kids. Like, they have a hard time getting good grades and taking daily showers, right?
Yeah, and
just
waking
the
up.
Basics.
Yeah.
So here's my question.
What's that?
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. With this 17-year-old kid who just turned 17, who will be starting for the Syracuse football team on Saturday at corner. Do we not put faith in teenagers because you are still figuring out life? Or is it because we don't give them high enough stakes to handle?
Oh, to push them, you mean?
If given the responsibility of, let's say, a real job, a high-pressure situation where you give them the information and set them free, could a 15, 16, 17-year-old kid figure it out and handle it?
I almost think your odds of succeeding may be higher at that age because you're not afraid of as much.
You don't know what you don't know.
And I guess that could go the opposite way too, but I would think like my confidence level would be higher just because I don't, you know, I'm not afraid of making mistakes like I would be in my mid-20s having that same opportunity.
That's a great point.
You don't really know your limitations yet.
And if you make a mistake at that age, there's plenty of time to correct it on the runway.
Yeah, when they release you from prison, absolutely.
You might not be as shaken by a mistake as you would be, you know, when you're more of an adult.
Like in a bubble.
Yeah.
Think of whatever teenager you're thinking of right now. Even think of you when you were a kid. Mm-hmm. Eh, maybe not, because we all thought like we were better than we were actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Take away all the excuses. This needs to get done, and it has to be done right. Does that teenage kid, left to their own devices, rise to the occasion?
Hmm.
You thought you don't think
no.
Why?
No. Because they don't know anything yet. Like, I mean, it's like, it's going to be even if they hit, it's probably a fluke. Like they fell into it because they don't know anything yet. And it, like to Kimmy's point, if the wheels start coming off, yikes.
Okay. But here's the thing.
Right. Or you just say, yeah, I got a lot of life to live. I'll move on to something else, you know?
Yeah, but also like.
I don't know if it would be as devastating.
Yeah, but here's the thing. There's also a negative to that idea, as much as I like that theory, Kimmy. Like if the stakes are low, you're not worried about making a mistake, which may make you play whatever you're doing. Mm. Eh, no big deal. Whatever. If I fail,
sure.
I fail.
And the kid's got to have some kind of drive.
But again, do kids?
I was a quitter.
But were you a quitter because you knew that, you know, your mom and dad were there to catch you, that you had other things going on?
I don't know. I think I just would have been like, "Meh, this isn't for me. I'll try something else."
And I wasn't serious. I was a chuckle ass. I wasn't gonna go, you know, all that stuff I would hear my father say and just tune out.
Okay. But let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Right? Kids are pretty perceptive. Like they are very good at reading body language,
they pick up on hearing tone,
right? Yeah. Like, is it possible that these kids just throw it to the side or don't take the responsibility because they know we think they can't?
Okay, so it's on us.
Maybe. I'm asking.
All right.
Right? Like if you
we kind of give out a vibe that, kid, you ain't got it.
Yeah, you ain't got it.
You ain't ready.
Eventually.
Like you got to earn it.
Or you feel like you have to tell them, you know, the potential consequences because you feel like you wouldn't be a parent if you didn't let them know what could go wrong.
And is that whole thing, too, of like paying your dues? But you didn't pay your dues yet, so you're not ready for that yet.
Yeah.
Well, you had to skip over that.
And I mean, look, and anybody that, you know, started at a company in their 20s or 30s or whatever, like, it's very frustrating when it's like you haven't paid your dues yet. But hey, I have more talent. I am working harder than this person that's been here 20 years. Why are they getting things that I'm not? Like, what is this whole dues payment system? Are we going based on who is better at the job?
Well, time and grade.
Shut up, old man who never did anything.
Union shop. Nothing I can do.
Like, what's interesting about this whole thing, again, talking about the 17-year-old kid who's going to be starting a corner for the Syracuse Orange football team this weekend, he just turned 17, and we're talking about, could your kid, does your kid as a teenager, all teenagers, are they a bunch of goofball idiots because that's what you do at that age, mm-hmm. or because we don't give them enough responsibility? Tommy, there are lots of people who argue, once you hit 18, you are a man, you are a woman. Excuses are over, get real, or get the hell out of the way.
Get to work.
What is the difference between 12 or 24 months? You know, 16, 17,
18? I mean, you're on the bubble there, but I don't have that much faith in an 18-year-old either because he's just a rookie starting out.
All right, but they're putting guns in hands and sending them overseas, right?
I know.
They're walking around our capital right now?
I know.
Right? I mean, like that. So would you do that with a 15-year-old? What's the difference?
Well, I mean, I'm trying to think of being 15 and 18. For me, it wasn't much difference. Mm-hmm. Actually, 45.
You know, what you the other weird thing about this is what you expect of anyone else's 17-year-old and what you expect of your 17-year-old or 17-year-olds you know is wildly different, and it goes both ways. Because there are people who give teenagers a lot of grace but expect bigger things from their own kids.
Oh.
And I am guilty of this, right? Like, I know how I am raising my girls. I don't need perfection, but I have expectations, right? But, like, I am willing to give a ton of grace to kids that I don't know because I don't know what situation they came from.
Right. You know, the family.
Yes, I am way more likely to see a news story with a kid and make an excuse for that kid than I would be for my kid to do what that kid did and be like,
because you're harder on your own kid.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it also goes the other way, Tommy. We know people who have no time for nonsense from kids they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
No wiggle room. Nothing.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they got some bum-ass 20-something kid with a dead-end job. Got in trouble all the time younger, floating their way through life.
Yeah.
And they're not going to hold their kid accountable.
Right. He doesn't work here anymore.
Like, it feels like almost nobody holds their teenager and other teenagers to the same.
But that seems like human nature.
But you know that teenager. That's the difference.
Okay, fine. But 17 is 17 is 17. Mm-hmm. 16 is 17 is 18.
Yeah.
That didn't make sense. But you get what I'm saying. No?
Well, I was thinking of like my nieces and nephews. Like, there were some that you could just tell, like, they were just driven and focused. and the other ones had that heavy duty mulet jeans. And you just knew, man. Like, and when they would shoot their mouth off about something, they're like, man, you ain't got a shot at that, man.
Okay.
You just, you're, God, they, like, I had this one niece, she was just super driven. She's, and it's, and it paid off for her, right?
Uh-huh.
And I had this other one, man, just running the mouth. Everything was, every, it was always everybody else's fault. Like, you just knew, man.
You're describing was, yourself,
right,
by the way.
Right. I know. And I just knew, like, she was going to tank, but, like, you know, their parents are like, no, it's true. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
So they shouldn't have believed in their kid.
No.
Oh my God.
They should have, based on that, you know, when somebody's got that slack ass gene and it's coming right from your family, man.
But if that teenager,
it's cooked into the batch, baby. Slack is in the batch. You got slack batch, baby.
Slack.
One of my favorite B-52 songs. Slack batch, baby. Slack batch, baby. Slack batch.
There's a batch in the woods.
You were saying, Kimmy, I'm sorry. As we were doing the B-52.
I was just saying, like, but if that teenager is telling you stuff that seems like maybe a little far-fetched, maybe their goals seem a little too big, like, do you feel like you have to bring them back down to earth? Like, is the right thing to do to bring them back down to earth, or is the right thing to do to, like, let them go try, believe in themselves, and see if they can figure it out?
If it's my kid or if it's somebody else's kid?
Either one.
I mean, if it's your kid, you're obligated to manage your kid, but if it's somebody else's kid, I'm going to go, yeah, good luck with that.
Like, if your kid has big dreams and you're like, that's pretty far-fetched. I don't know. I mean, the odds are not in your favor there.
No, to Kimmy's point, there are plenty of parents whose kids go, this is my dream, and your parents go, no, it's not. It's not going to work.
Okay.
We knew them. They raised us.
Yes, they did. You know, Bob Hope writes his own, jokes. He has a whole team of writers.
But is that the right way to be?
It's a good question. I mean, look, there's no way to know, because you would have to run the most unethical experiment of all time.
Yes. Well, like, well, you always hear successful people, if they're giving a speech or they want to thank somebody, they always say, thank you to my parents who never doubted me.
I always
figure
that's all jive. That's just jerking the audience around. Because they're trying to raise money.
I don't know. Maybe their parents really did. They went all in with their kid, and maybe that's what helped bring them success. I don't know.
You do have to be careful jerking the audience, because you could end up with a whole bunch of slack batch.
Slack batch! Baby slack batch!
There's a batch in the woods.
All right, here come the angry old men. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. Try writes us. Kids these days are complete idiots. They eat Tide Pods. They do stupid challenges on TikTok. When I was 18, I was in Baghdad fighting a war. Kids are sharp and soft today, like Tommy. Troy, I get it. But you said 18.
But there
you
are 18-year-olds that are fighting wars today.
Yeah, there are currently.
Yes. And I'll,
that kid is out there doing that job, too.
But I'll also ask you, Troy, 18, you were in Baghdad fighting a war. What were you doing at 16?
Right.
Because, like, I mean, I know what I was doing at 16. Yeah. I mean, look.
Nothing serious.
It was not out of the question that I would have also joined the service, because that was something my parents were pushing me to.
Oh, sure.
And I would have ended up over there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for your service, obviously. But, like, you can't tell me at 16, you know, I am on ultra-focused, ready to go. You know, I'm a machine of a man! He's a man! We got more Instagram messages coming in. Chuck writes us, I coach youth sports. As my son grew up, I noticed the most naturally gifted athletes always seemed to be the most uncoachable. On the other side, there were always kids that were hard workers and drove to be better players. My point is, there's a variety of personalities and that kids and athletes might have. By the way, Troy wrote us back. He said he was shooting batch around at 16.
Okay.
I have no word if it was slack batch. Slack batch, baby!
There's a batch in the woods.
All right,
tan batch rusty.
Yeah, you're rusting it because of all the bats.
Yeah.
There's like seven people getting this joke, and I don't even
care. It's a
great
tune, though.
It is a good tune.
A good party tune.
Yeah, come on. By the way, quick sidebar. One of the women from B-52 is selling her B-52 love shack that she lived in downstate. It's on for sale right now.
Oh, no kidding.
No word on how much batch is in the...
Probably got to be loaded.
You think so?
Oh, it was years of the batch buildup.
Slack batch, baby!
There's some batch in the woods.
When does life actually start?
What do you mean?
Is it 18? Like, when you're real life?
Oh, yeah. I mean, technically, yes.
Really? Because 21, I can't have a drink, buy a pack of cigarettes until 21.
Right.
True, but
I didn't feel like a real adult until I turned 21.
I didn't feel like an adult until, like, last week.
But don't you remember, like, that first time you went and used your real ID somewhere to buy a beer, and you felt like this is the last level of freedom? You know what I mean?
No, I think like because I could drink at 18. For me, it would have been 18 for sure.
Okay, but you weren't an adult at 34.
45.
I mean, like
66.
And again, that's not an insult.
And enough to the future.
Like what? Like okay, if you're looking at somebody else, you see this age, and you go, that person is now an adult.
An adult. I would say 25.
25. Okay, so you're giving them all the way up until 25.
I was thinking like you're really an adult now. I mean, like you're away from your parents. You should be away from your parents
well,
by
on.
Now.
No, again, that isn't.
I'm just saying.
In today's day and age, the guarantee that you are not living with your parents with the cost of rent and how hard it is to buy a house and entry level positions.
But you
and
should
all
be
of
out of the house. You should have your own batch check by now.
Batch check, baby.
Oh, baby, where's that batch, baby? Oh, show it to me. The hell's George Eastman doing in the bay window?
George Eastman videotaping inside the batch check.
That's how they got that video.
252-WCMF. 252-9263. We started this whole conversation. This 17-year-old kid, his name's Demetrius Sams. He has won the starting corner job for Syracuse University. They kick off Saturday against Tennessee on ESPN. He's 17. 17.
Yeah.
And, like, just turned 17. And he's, like, going up against grown-ass men. And the question we had asked is, are our teenagers idiots because all teenagers are idiots? Or because we don't give them enough to prove they're not? Jim's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Jimmy, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. What do you got?
What do you think? How much do you think the guy's getting paid?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, probably
paid to play.
Yeah, NIL. I mean, I'm.
Not the college kids getting paid.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't have a problem with that at all. Not to get into a. Yeah,
they're the ones making the school money.
Yeah, so, I mean, the kid putting his body on the line, paid
getting a free education.
Well, that is true, but the only trouble is it's kind of ruined sports. For example, Ohio State.
Yeah.
Their coach makes $10 million. Their staff makes $11.5 million.
Yeah.
Their payroll for their players is $40 million.
But again, that linebacker's coach isn't putting his skull into another person's skull on national television in a stadium that has $30 million in revenue while the revenue from the commercials are like at $100 million. I mean, it's the kids putting themselves on the line, Jimmy.
Yeah, well, that's true. That is true. But, you know.
But it's
kind of. You ruined all the things. Everybody's jockeying for an extra million or $2. It's all about the money now. It's not about.
It's just free enterprise crap.
No, Jim never asked for a raise his entire career. Didn't ask for it once.
That Red Army never got paid.
If you're a Syracuse Orange fan, you know, Syracuse is never going to get back to the top of the heap.
All right, Jim. Great call, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Mark that, buddy. You're done, Syracuse.
They had their best season in like 20 years last year.
Yeah, well, it's over.
You know what he needs? He needs to chill out and spend some time in the bat shack.
Oh, yeah.
Bat shack, baby! So what are you doing? I thought we were on the same page.
I know, you did it all the way up until this point. Now you drop the ball. Sorry. Now you drop the batch.
Baby, it's over my pants.
We need a break.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If he's lying about this, there's no way out.
Okay.
And it would be a man who's done a lot of insane things would be the most insane thing.
Yeah.
Because there's no reason. There's no reason. And new evidence is suggesting that he has made this all up. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it. So for those who don't know, at the Kentucky Derby this year, now Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, he showed up wearing a wedding ring. Which was strange,
yeah,
because he had not been seen publicly with a woman in a long time.
So he's at the Kentucky Derby, no wife.
No wife.
No girlfriend.
Nothing.
Ring, no wife.
You got it.
Flying solo.
But he's wearing a ring. So a couple months later, when he finally signed with the Steelers and showed up at camp, he told reporters he had gotten married in the offseason and that she was a very private person, and those were the only details he gave. So that's that.
Okay.
Got married.
All right.
A few weeks later, in an interview, he said that his wife's name was Brittany with an I. That's it.
Okay.
That's all we know.
Yeah, but he said he had had relationships in the public eye in the past, and all of those died horrible deaths.
I mean, they were all famous people he was seeing, too.
Like, he was being very, like, contentious about it. Though. He's like, I had public relationships. Those went bad. Why is it weird? I want to keep my life private. He said on his weekly broadcast on ESPN.
So he found himself a regular gal.
You got it. Yes. Okay. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Not a single person in his life knows about or apparently has met this woman.
Has seen.
Brittany with an I.
Yes. And this surfaced this week. There is a podcast in which former Jets wags. You familiar with wags?
They're the wives of?
Wives and girlfriend. That's a sports term. Started talking about how they did not see Aaron Rodgers with a woman, period, the entire time he played for the New York
Jets. So he was just a bachelor?
Yes.
No, wait, no chicks around at all?
No. They said they never saw him with a woman. He never talked about any woman to them or to his teammates about it.
Right.
And they say bye. And then all of a sudden.
If there was a woman, she was never around the team
teammates. Not one time. And then so the season ends in January. By May, 5 months after the season's over, he's married.
He found love.
So these women are talking about how strange this thing is. Okay. She's fake, isn't she?
So why would he do that?
Why does he
do anything?
Thank you.
But to this level.
I could see this whole thing like being a lead up to like some weird service or thing that he does to cope with things. Like, I'm married to myself, you know? And then it's like some self-help thing that he's promoting after his career's over, you know? It's just so strange because unless this woman secretly entered his home without anybody seeing her and she's just been locked up inside ever since,
ghost gal.
I don't know how you could keep this as private as he's kept it if she's real.
It gets weirder.
How?
So several publications have looked into the legality of this, or documents.
Yeah, investigating.
Not a single publication that has looked has been able to find a marriage license with him on it in the United States.
Yeah, because you can't bury that. That's a public document. Right?
You got
it's
it.
Out there.
So unless he went overseas somewhere,
Or
this is also one of those, like, we're married in spirit kind of
That's
things.
That's what I mean. Like, it's not an official marriage.
My lady from Tokyo.
To somebody that's not here, I don't know.
But if she's not, like, especially now, you'd think they'd have to be married for her to be able to get into the country unless she's also American. I don't know, man.
So,
I don't know how many foreign women are named Brittany with an I.
Yeah.
It's a very American name.
So will the press go after him? Like, during the season?
I'm sure people have been trying to find this woman's identity. Like, dives. Oh.
Plays a game. He's got to get in front of the cameras, get in front of the microphones after the game. Somebody's got to start pressing
him. I don't even know what else he asked him about at this point. He says he's married. He says Brittany with the I. That's all he's giving people. Unless you find out who this woman is, I don't know what else you can ask him.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, look, we know some sports reporters, right? They take themselves very seriously about differentiating.
They don't want to rock the boat too much.
Well, there's a rock in the boat
thing.
They
don't want to lose access.
There's that too. And, like, this isn't sports, so it's not relevant to what I'm writing.
Yeah, but there's got to be one dick out there that start pushing them.
I would think it's not even sports related. Like, somebody who does, like, who reports on entertainment would be looking into this.
Why You Lie Network. Yeah.
No, I know, but he doesn't have to talk to him, Kimmy. No. I mean, that's why he does his.
But you can start needling him. You know how you can start getting to people.
He just walks
or other
away.
People.
And then he goes on. Then his private life, he goes on his weekly appearance.
Podcast.
I never tell you about this. I never tell you about that. 252-WCMF. 252-9263. A new interview with wives and girlfriends of Jets players are revealing that nobody has seen Aaron Rodgers' wife, like, period.
Mm.
These women that were married to two Jets players said the entire time he was in New York, they did not see him with a woman. He did not talk about a woman to them or to his teammates. And then 5 months after the season was over, all of a sudden, he's married. The only information we know, and it comes from Aaron Rodgers, is she's named Brittany with an I, and that she is a very private person. But every publication in America that has looked into whether or not this is legit, they cannot find a marriage document with his name on it.
He's married to a robot, isn't he?
Well, that's what Caleb suggests.
Oh, that one from BJ's.
So annoying. She won't shut up. That
he's can married be like that. To an AI personality.
So Caleb says, if he wasn't so new age and all that crap, I would guess he has an AI wife.
Okay, how does that work?
I don't know, but he'd figure out a way.
And she gave you a ring?
I think he...
Well, you go buy your own ring.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, she doesn't buy you the ring. You buy both rings. Right. You know,
that's true.
He would do that just for the shock factor at this point.
Marrying AI wife.
Yeah, as much as he doesn't love attention, he loves attention.
But the attention's going to go horribly wrong for him because his team's going to suck.
Yeah, but he also loves any attention.
Yeah.
Remember when he said he was going to come back from a torn Achilles in 1 year and it made him look like a complete jackass and he didn't care?
Okay.
Remember all that stuff? Yeah. I mean, like, bro... I don't pay attention to this guy anymore.
So the official meltdown's got to be happening soon.
There have been several meltdowns already.
Yeah.
Like, here's the thing, not to, like, make this a sad ending to this story, right?
Yeah.
You know, we talk about how it wasn't that long ago that Aaron Rodgers was, like, a beloved figure. Brett Favre treated him like crap. He was this underdog guy. He was doing media appearances all over the place. He was almost the host of effing Jeopardy, a charming guy.
He had he was on, like, he had so many endorsements.
He had
was
a major role with State Farm.
Yeah.
That thing was huge.
And then all of a sudden there was this major heel turn. I mean, I do wonder how much of this is repeated getting hit in the head.
Oh, yeah, that could be too, yeah.
And a lot of people make the same argument about, Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown, former wide receiver, is currently wanted for attempted murder.
So they still haven't gotten him?
He fled the country.
Where?
I don't know. Well, that's just it. If he said where he was, then they'd go get him.
But, like, you would think he would stand out wherever he goes.
Because
he kind of, like, doesn't know when to calm down.
Yeah, I mean, he's on Twitter running his mouth all the time.
Yeah.
But, like,
that's
another guy.
Well, okay, you could be, you know, knocked loopy.
But that's just it. If you go back and watch, like, early interviews with Antonio Brown, same thing. He was this beloved guy. Everyone in Pittsburgh loved him.
You never saw this coming.
Yes, and then all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, like, I don't know, man. I hope.
But it's funny, it's Pittsburgh, because isn't this where this all got discovered by that one player that went nuts?
Was it
Mike
Pittsburgh?
Webster?
Yeah, that's where it started.
I don't know if it started there, but that's kind of like, that's one of the early cases.
Will Smith caught it there.
Tell the truth. That's the truth. Yeah, I mean, it is weird, because Antonio Brown was a Steeler, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe it's the Steelers.
Well, no, because Aaron Rodgers has been nuts.
What did Rooney do?
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.